A Major League Baseball season is going to happen after all, sort of. Players are reporting to their teams' home cities in preparation of a 60-game season. I spoke with sports commentator Art Thiel to get more details of what this season will look like. All right, Art, Major League Baseball is starting what they call summer camp, kind of their version of spring training, but in the summer, and it looks like we're going to have a baseball season after all. Tell me a little bit about what it looks like.
It's going to be the strangest season we've ever seen, Kevin. This is going to be a sprint, 60 games, starting around July 23rd, preceded by a spring training of about 3 weeks, which is half of what is normal. Season ends around September 27th. Then they're going to go into a conventional playoff of 10 teams. But how this spring training is going to go is going to be very difficult because there's only one field to work everybody on. So you're going to have pitchers taking their turns, hitters taking their turns. There's going to be 40 games against the American League West and 20 against the National League West. No cross-country flights. They're trying to eliminate as much travel as possible and still get in a representative season, but there hasn't been one this short in baseball since 1878.
All right, so what most stands out to you about the look and the feel of the rules and how the game is going to be played?
Well, I suppose the strangest thing is the elimination of the baseball custom of spitting. They're trying to keep the droplets out of the air, so that's going to be one perpetual baseball tradition that we won't see. They're going to try to socially distance on the field. No handshakes, no high fives. And the players who are not active in the game will not sit in the dugout. They're going to be in the stands because there aren't going to be any fans there. So that's going to be a strange look. And as far as rules changes, there's one that stands out, which is in the event of an extra inning game, the team at bat will get a runner starting at second base. That's to try to get a quick resolution to the game and not have any 16 or 17 inning outings that we're going to tax the team. And I think in terms of how the game works, I think what we're going to see is there's going to be a lot of short innings by starters, and we're going to see a lot of relief pitchers because a bullpen no longer needs to be rested. The season is only 60 games, so it's going to be a lot of pitchers churning.
So what exactly can we expect competitively out of the Mariners during this shortened season?
This was scheduled as step-back season number two because they already had one last year when they only won 69 games, and they're going to be probably equally as bad this year. Part of the plan by Mariners general manager Jerry DePoto to get rid of the veterans, bring in young guys, and have a period of dominance. So this season really didn't count anyway. So from an overall strategic standpoint, this is probably not such a bad deal to play only 60 games. The one interesting guy I think worth following for Mariners fans is first baseman Evan White. He's going to be making his major league debut. He signed a six-year contract in the offseason. They think well enough of him to have him be a fixture. So he's going to be the one guy who's new to the lineup that I think Mariner fans should pay a lot of attention to because he's going to be a lineup anchor for many seasons.
All right, thanks, Art.
My pleasure.
KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel can be heard every week at this time. His website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com. You can subscribe to podcasts of these conversations at knkx.org. I'm Kevin Kniestad.